Another woman hastened towards her and flung her arms about her neck with sobs. It was the mother of the baby who had been saved. Both flew into the room, and a desperate cry made itself heard.
Oh, my Giulio! My child!
At that moment, a carriage stopped before the door, and a little later, the director made his appearance with a boy in his arms. The latter leaned his head on his shoulder with pallid face and closed eyes. Everyone stood very still. The sobs of the mother were audible. The director paused a moment, quite pale, and raised the boy up a little in his arms, in order to show him to the people. And then the masters, mistresses, parents, and boys all murmured together, "Bravo, Rebetti! Bravo, poor child!" And they threw kisses to him. The mistresses and boys who were near him kissed his hands and his arms. He opened his eyes and said, "My portfolio!" The mother of the little boy whom he had saved showed it to him and said, amid her tears, "I will carry it for you, my dear little angel. I will carry it for you." And in the meantime, the mother of the wounded boy smiled as she covered her face with her hands. They went out, placed the lad comfortably in the carriage, and the carriage drove away. Then we all entered school in silence.